listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat at sa ating lahat. Ako po si Alfred, one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. At 20 araw na lamang po, Christmas na! Di ba? Ang tanong, ito lang ang tanong ko, no? What is your reason to celebrate this season? Sa iba po sa atin, kaya po tayo magse-celebrate this season dahil po yung iba po sa atin, bagong kasal. Yung po sa atin, bagong parents. Di ba? Meron po ang mga kilala na bagong parents sila this Christmas. Iba naman po ay natutuwa sila at mag-celebrate sila dahil darating na ang kanilang 13th month. Pero yung iba, ubos na. No? Iba naman po, uuwi na si Mister galing sa ibang bansa at makakapiling na namin siya this Christmas. Iba naman po, natutuwa dahil nga sa pag-uwi ni tatay, marami siyang dalang regalo. Di po ba? Yan, nagsa-celebrate ka. At sa mga estudyante naman ngayon, di ba? Tuwan-tuwa sila dahil magkakaroon talaga ng Christmas break. Di ba? Kasi nga, pagka nasa school ka, online yung learning, parang hindi ka naman talaga nagbi-break. Pero ito, hopefully, ang sinasabi ng mga estudyante, sana po, hindi lang isang linggo na break. And so, pero ang tanong nga natin, these are all good reasons to celebrate. Pero ang tanong, paano po pagka hindi nangyari? Paano kung hindi mangyari itong mga inaasahan natin this Christmas? Will we have the reason to celebrate this season? Pero pag inisip po natin, kaya po ang ating title ng ating new series today as we start is A Reason to Celebrate. Because ultimately, si Jesus po ang reason for the season. And not only for the season, but the reason to celebrate in every season. And as we celebrate today, one of the things that we could celebrate this season is that God is with us. And I'd like us to stand, if you want, at home, you can stand. But as we read two verses of scriptures lang po today, pero we'll be reading from the Old Testament at sa New Testament. Tigi isang verse lang po. So if you would please open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Ito po ang sinasabi. Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That is in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. At basahin naman po natin yan sa Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. It reads, let's basahin na rin po natin yung verse 22. No, sabi po dito, and all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Verse 23, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you that we have a reason to celebrate this season because of you. And Lord, I pray that may you remind us and help us understand what it means that you're with us, that you're Emmanuel, even in the midst of what is happening around us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, what is so interesting about what we read today is that it from Isaiah, makikita po natin, when we read it from Isaiah, ito po yung pinag-aralan natin ng buong taon, di ba? Yung Isaiah. But in chapter 7, para lang po maintindihan natin yung context nito, no? The king of Judah, si King Ahaz, ay natatakot siya because there are these two kingdoms who were trying to overtake him. Okay? So meron po siyang takot at kinausap siya ni Isaiah. You know, because the Lord told Isaiah, you meet the king and tell him few things. Ito po, may mga bagay pong sinabi si Lord sa kanya. Okay? We can see this in, let's go to chapter 7 of Isaiah. Okay? And this is what he says. This is what God said to him. Sabi ni Lord. Okay? Sabi ni Lord kay King. Sabi niya kay King Ahaz, tell this to King Ahaz and say to him, be careful, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands, at the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria, and the son of Remaliah. Okay, four things that God said in that small verse. Okay, merong ikinuman si God sa king ng Judah, no, at this moment. Kasi nga, eto yung nangyayari sa kanya. There are these two kings who were trying to overtake him and natatakot siya, and he actually made an alliance with Assyria, okay, another nation. Pero yun, wag na muna tayong pag-isapan yun. Pero ito, tingnan natin, sinabi ni Lord sa kanya, no? God commanded them four things. Sabi ni God, be careful, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint. Ibig sabihin, etong si King Ahaz talaga natatakot. Ibig sabihin, itong si King Ahaz, medyo hindi na siya careful sa mga decision niya. Ibig sabihin, hindi na siya natatahimik, no? Medyo tuluro na siya at nandami niyang agam-agam at natatakot siya sa nangyayari around him. Now, ang tanong po, does this sounds familiar to you? Diba at this time, this year, diba, paaring ganyan din po ang nararamdaman natin. Maaring ganyan din ang nararamdaman natin, no? We are not careful anymore because of the things that are going on around us. We are no longer careful. We're no longer quiet. We can't keep ourselves quiet. We, you know, and we are afraid of things na nangyayari sa buhay natin at nangyayari sa buhay natin at mangyayari pa in the next few days of this year 2021. So minsan po, I think, no, ito po yung sinasabi ni Lord sa atin din today, that He wants us to be careful. He wants us to be quiet. He wants us not to be afraid and not to let our heart be faint. Now, bakit sinabi ni Lord sa kanya yon? Bakit sinasabi ni Lord kay King Ahaz, do not be afraid. Yes, I can see that there are enemies around you. Yes, I can see that these two kings are trying to overtake you. But there's one thing I'm going to tell you. They are not going to prosper. And not only that, and this is the amazing thing. And because when the Lord asked King Ahaz, sabi ni Isaiah sa kanya, why don't you ask the Lord for a sign? And the Lord will give you a sign. No matter, you know, kahit na gano'ng kalaking sign hingin mo kay God, bibigay niya sa'yo just to make sure, just so that you will know that what the Word of God is saying is true. What the Lord is saying is true. Pero alam mo, si Ahaz, no? Sabi niya parang okay siya. No, I do not need to ask God for a sign. And then that is why yung verse mong binasa natin sa verse 14, it started with therefore. Kaya siya nag-start sa therefore. Dahil po ayaw niya manghingi ng sign, sabi ni Lord, ako na mismo ang magbibigay sa iyo ng sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. That is the reason why you do not have to be afraid. That is the reason why you do not have to be, you know, you do not have to be faint in the heart. Why? Because I am with you. And I'm sending you a sign, and it's gonna happen. These kings that you're afraid of, they will not overtake you. Now, I don't know what you're afraid of at this moment in your life. Maaring situation yan sa buhay mo na may kinalaman sa pera. Maaring situation yan sa buhay mo ngayon na may kinalaman sa relationship. Maaring may kinalaman yan sa health mo. Maaring may kinalaman yan sa future mo. I don't know what it is, but God is saying to you today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Why? Because I am with you. I am going to give you a sign. At this point, God was giving him a sign because hindi niya pa alam kung ano yung mangyayari. And God told him, this will happen. This will take place. And that is why when you read chapter 8, this actually happened. The Lord actually gave him another word and said, these kings that you're afraid of, they will be gone before you know it. And the king that you were hoping to deliver you and to help you, this is the king that will actually try to ruin you, and yet I will be with you. Why? Because God with us. Because God with us. That is why it is so important, okay, for Isaiah to say this and for King Ahaz to understand that God is with him. We do not have to be afraid. Kaya kung ikaw po, ano man po yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, what God is saying to you today, do not be afraid. You know why? Because I am with you. And not only that, not only is God with us, okay, but He is also for us. Makikita po natin yan in the story, binasa na po natin ito in Isaiah, no, kung saan inilaban ni Lord yung nation ng Judah. Why? Because He is with them. Not only is He with them, He is for them. And you know what? 700 years later, Matthew said the same thing. And at this point, okay, in Matthew, let's just spend some more time here in Matthew. Ano bang nangyayari dito sa Matthew chapter 1? Well, in that particular verse that we read, it is part of that paragraph where it all started. Ang sabi dun sa first part ng verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Because it's now talking about He's now talking about Joseph. Okay, he's now talking about Joseph and Mary. Joseph was a righteous man. You will read, you know, I hope that you will spend time this Christmas, this season, to actually meditate on chapter 1 of Matthew, verses 18 to 25. Meditate on it. Let the Lord speak to you. And even at this very moment, okay, I do not just want you to chat God with us. I want you to think about it for a minute. Even at this very moment, whatever it is that you're doing right now, will you stop right now? Will you just take a moment? Would you just pause? Just let that sink in your heart right now. Yes, let it sink in. You do not have to be afraid. No matter what you are going through today, no matter how chaotic the situation you're in right now, take that to heart. God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. Hindi lamang po tuwing Christmas nangyayari. Can you imagine God gave this word to Isaiah 700 years before, and then now Matthew is saying that this is actually referring to Jesus. This is actually referring to the Son of God. This is actually coming to, you know, to show us that not only is He with us, but He is for us. Hello? Are you getting this? Okay, not only is God with you right now, but He's also for you. You know what that means? That God is going to fight for you. The same way that He fought for the nation of Judah. The same way that God defended the nation of Judah from enemies all over. God is now saying to you, I am for you. I am not only with you, but I'm also for you. How do we know that? Look at what God, you know, what verse 21 is saying here. Okay? Amazing lang yung nangyari dito. Si Joseph talaga, he was afraid. Again, similar situation with Ahaz. He was afraid of external things that are happening around him. Pero si Joseph, he was also afraid. He was a righteous man, the Bible is saying. And then when he found out that Mary was already pregnant, and they were betrothed, okay? That's a different way of doing it. It's more than just an engagement, okay? In our nation now, okay, ngayon po yung engagement sa atin, hindi ka pa kasal eh, di ba? Pwede pa talaga mag-break yun. Pero in that particular time, in the time of Mary and Joseph, pag sinabing betrothed ka to someone, it takes a divorce for it to be canceled. As if you're already married. Okay, that's what that means. It's already official. And that is why the text would say that Joseph already made up his mind. Because he's a righteous man, he wanted to do it quietly. He didn't want to embarrass Mary in any way. And he wanted to do it quietly, and he wanted to set aside Mary. And then the angel appeared to him. And I love what verse 21 is going to say. And I want to read it for us. Okay? Ito lang kasi yung sinasabi dyan. And because this is what it says in verse 21. She will bear a son. Who is she here? She is Mary. Mary is talking about Mary. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. Now that name Jesus, okay, marami, pwede pong yan yung, actually yung pong Jesus is coming from the Greek name nga, no? Yeshua, ibig pong sabihin is God who saves. God who saves. You shall call his name Jesus or Yeshua, the God who saves. For he will save his people from their sin. There you go. Not only is God with us, but He's also for us. Okay? Kasi nangyari po, in Isaiah, God was defending them from an external problem. And Joseph right here was also experiencing this external turmoil because actually it's more of internal kay Joseph pala, no? Because he was afraid of what will happen to him and because he was afraid that what happened to Mary. And so God has to tell him and show him by an angel and show him, teka muna, Joseph, you are making a mistake. I want you to stay put, okay? And the angel told him, do not be afraid. Okay, sabi sa kanya, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Di ba ganun din yung kinumand ni God kay King Ahaz? Do not be afraid. Do not let your heart be faint. You know why? Because God is with us. Not only is God with us, God is for us. Now let that sink in. Lalo na kung ngayon nandito ka, nararanasan mo ang daming lumalaban sa iyo, ang dami mong kalaban, ang daming kumukontra sa buhay mo, ang dami mong yung akala mong mga kaibigan mo, hindi pala. You know what God is saying to you today? Do not let your heart be faint. Do not be afraid. You have the reason to celebrate this season. Because God is for you. And I love what the verse says in verse 21. Ito talaga yung punot dulo ng problema nating lahat, mga kaibigan. Ang sabi po dito, okay? And you shall call his name Jesus. Why? Jesus means the Lord who saves. Why call him Jesus, the one who saves? Is because he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. And that, my friends, yan po talaga ang reason why we need God. Because there is no way, there is nothing we can do to fight this evil in us. God has to send his son to die on our behalf. God has to come and live the life that we could never live. And die the death we could never die. So that we could be freed from sin. And that is, you know, when we understand that God is the one who sent his son to die for you and me, to save us, to fight for us, because God knew. Alam po ni God, hindi natin kayang labanan ang kasalanan. Alam po ni God na hindi po natin matatalo ang power ng kasalanan sa ating buhay. Kailangan po si God mismo ang pumunta upang kalabanin yung kasalanan para sa atin. And that is what exactly Jesus did. Wow. Let that sink in. Take time right now. Just allow that truth to go deep into your heart. See, the amazing thing about God is that when he said this word, okay, in verse 23 now, and then it says, it took place, and all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Verse 23 says, behold! Remember I said that before? Ano ibig sabihin ng behold? When you see the word behold, it's calling your attention. Okay, behold! Stop whatever it is that you're doing. Behold! Give your full attention to what is about to happen. Behold! You're afraid right now, behold, stop. Stop being afraid. You're overwhelmed right now, stop being overwhelmed. God is not saying and not setting aside your emotions right now. No, it's true. Meron po tayo lahat yan. Lahat po tayo dumadaan yan. Yung feeling mo, talagang overwhelmed ka na nangyayari sa buhay mo. Yung takot na takot ka sa mangyayari sa kinabukasan mo. And that is true, okay? Pero yung sinasabi ni God, behold, stop whatever it is you're doing. Look intently at what is about to happen. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. That is one of the most miraculous statements in the Bible. Behold, the virgin, not just a virgin, but the virgin. Who is he talking about here? Okay, particular person po ito. He's talking about Mary. Someone who never knew a man. Someone who never slept with a man. Someone who never had a sexual relationship with a man. This is what the Bible is saying. Jesus is saying, you know, not Jesus, Mary is a virgin at this moment. And the Bible is saying, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. I mean, this is so amazing. This is a miracle in itself. Kaya nga po sa verse 25, alam mo sabi dito, inulit pa ni ano, naglagay pa ng cross si Matthew so that we will understand that Mary was indeed virgin when she gave birth to Jesus or when she conceived Jesus. Why? In verse 25, it says, but knew her not. Okay? Basahin siguro natin verse 24 para hindi tayo malito. No? Sabi dito, when Joseph woke from sleep,
He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. And he took his wife, but knew her not. Okay, that word, knew her not, until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. It's very interesting that Matthew even wrote that. He said, the virgin shall bear a son. And then in verse 24 and 25, it says, and Joseph did not sleep with her until Jesus was born.
Alam mo, maraming tumitira dun sa teaching na ito na virgin birth talaga ito. But yet, the Bible is very clear. This is one of the most miraculous thing that God did. And not only is this miraculous, okay, that this virgin conceived and bore a son, but you know another miraculous thing that happened in this particular passage that we're reading right now? Is that the God of all creation, the King of all kings, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who holds everything together, miraculously turned into a baby in the womb. Why? So that He can be with us. And not only that, He knew that sin will still be an issue for us to be with Him. That is why it says that He is coming not just to be with us, but to be for us and fight sin and pay the penalty of our sins so that we can actually have a relationship with Him. That is why, my friends, we have all the reason to celebrate this season. Because Jesus is with us. Not only with us, but He is also for us. In the midst of chaos, ito yung pinapromise ni God. Promise ni God. Okay? Ito yung promise ni God. Because nasa pandemic pa rin po tayo. Hindi pa po tapos. Pero itong promise ni God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God with us. Psalm 23, if I'm not mistaken, verse 4. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know why? Because you are with me. Are you walking through a valley right now? Are you in a very dark alley right now? Are you feeling that God seems to not care about your situation right now? Are you in a situation right now where you need a miracle to get out of this situation? I have good news for you. He is right there with you. And He is fighting for you. My favorite verse, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. And let me read this to you because this is so amazing. Okay, this is just one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. I love this, and it just makes me want to sing and dance, okay? Because when I read this, and this is how God sees you and me, okay? Not only is He with us, He's for us. Verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. See, He's not just with you, He is for you, rooting for you, fighting for you. That's why you have all the reason to celebrate this Christmas, this season. Because He's for you. He is with you. Not only, and then it says, He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. And He will exalt over you with loud singing. I just love that idea of God singing over us and dancing over us with joy and protecting us, not only protecting us, but just rejoicing over us and just enjoying our presence. That's the God that we have. He is with you. He is for you. But you know what? That is not the only thing that God wants in our lives.
He not only wants to be a God who is with us, he doesn't want just to be a God who is for us. But you know what the most amazing thing part is? God also wants to be the God who is in us. Not only with us, not only for us, but also in us.
1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Let me read it to you as I land this preaching today. We have all the reason to celebrate this Christmas. No matter what we are going through. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says this. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you, say, who is in you? Again, who is in you? Let that sink in. Who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
My friends, if you are here today at nakikinig po kayo at nanonood kayo ng worship service na ito at nakikinig po kayo sa salita ng Diyos at ikaw ay may pinagdaraan ng mabigat sa buhay mo at sinasabi mo, parang hindi ako pinakikinggan ng Diyos, parang ang layo-layo ng Diyos sa buhay ko, let me tell you something today, God is with you. Not only is He with you, but He is for you. He is fighting for you.
And you know what? He wants to be the God in you. That, my friend, is an invitation. He wants to be in you. But the question is, will you let Him? Will you let Him be part of you? He came. That's the reason why we know that God is with us. He promised it and He came. The reason why we know that God is for us because He knew that we could never overcome sin. That is why He came and died for us and paid the penalty of our sin to free us from the power of sin. So that He can be the God who is in us.
Will you open your hearts to the Lord today? If you're here today, you've never surrendered your life to Christ. The best Christmas gift you will ever receive is the gift of eternal life. And this eternal life will not leave you. It will be for you, and it will be with you, and it will be something that you will enjoy, not when you die, but you can enjoy it right at this very moment. If that is you, nandito ka for the first time, or maybe you've been coming to our service, pero hindi yung patalaga nabibigay yung puso mo sa Panginoon, let me just pray for you. God is saying, I am with you and I am for you. But I also want to be the God in you. Will you let me in? Will you open your heart to God today? Will you just bow down your heads? If that is you, just bow down your heads and close your eyes. And pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, today I realize that you are with me all along. And that you are for me. You're never against me. You are for me. And now you want to be in me. And Lord, I want to open my heart to receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. I need saving today, Lord. I need saving from my sin. I need saving from my problems. Lord, I need you. Will you come and save me? Thank you for the forgiveness of my sin, and thank you for the gift of eternal life, and for the power of the Holy Spirit that would help me walk in victory. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kung ipinag-pray niyo po yung simpleng prayer na yon from your heart, padala niyo naman po kami ng prayer emoji sa comment section. Para po, we can help you kung ano po ang dapat yung gawin so that you will grow in this relationship with Christ. Again, pag inisip po natin, meron ba talagang reason to celebrate Christmas? Meron ba talagang reason to celebrate this season? Meron po. Because God is with us, He is for us, and He is in us. And as I end, I want to pray for some of us here today.
Maybe you're here today and you're feeling overwhelmed. And you're feeling that God is against you. I hope you allowed the Word of God to speak to you today. Because He was never against you. He is for you. Lord, I just pray for these people who are feeling overwhelmed. Lord, may you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would you just come right now? Will you just let them sense your presence in their lives? Will you just let them, Lord, know that you came and you did the most miraculous thing one Christmas day? And you were born in a manger. Why? So that you can pay the penalty of our sin. You can fight something that we could never win. Lord, thank you that you are the miracle that we are praying for and been waiting for. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us understand what it means, Lord, that you're Emmanuel, God with us. I hope that you will allow the Word of God to minister to your heart today. And don't let anyone distract you from that truth. God is with you. He is for you. And He is in you. Let me pray a prayer of blessing for all of us today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Again, Merry, Merry Christmas. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.